Welcome to the University of Virginia Darden School of Business weekly podcast, better known as the Business Cast. I'm Abina Foreman. This week, we'll hear about the life cycle of a startup. It's the theme of the 2010 e-conference, which began Thursday, November 11th, and lasts through Saturday, November 13th. Entrepreneurial Darden students and alumni will participate in competitions and learning events. They will also be able to pitch their business ideas to a panel of venture capitalists and investors.
Participants will have the opportunity to not only hear alumni and successful entrepreneurs on panels, but they'll also have the ability, alumni of Darden will have the opportunity to interact with professors in a workshop to develop their own business ideas in a safe environment, in an environment where they can get the kind of constructive criticism that they may not be getting from their friends or from other business colleagues.
That was Carlos Camacho, class of 2011, and Vice President of Careers and Communication with the Entrepreneur and Venture Capital Club. He and his colleague, Jeff Otis, class of 2011, and Vice President of Venture Capital with the EVC Club, are coordinators for the e-conference. According to Otis, the event will build upon the success of last year's conference.
I think something that was really great last year was the dinner that was actually kind of an ad hoc thing with the students.
Yeah.
We were able to really make some good contacts. And I think that's another thing that might incent people to pursue entrepreneurship. There's a pitch session that is an alumni pitch session. But last year, I remember, and I hope we do it again this year, that after that alumni pitch session, there was actually some students or just people in the crowd that had an opportunity to go down and just pitch their idea and then get instant feedback from people that had actually done it. And I thought that was really, really valuable, and that's something that we want to do again this year.
The conference will cover topics ranging from bootstrapping, de-risking, managing growth, and exits. And we'll hear more from a successful entrepreneur later in the program. But first, a quick recap of the Car of the Future Symposium. That was the Volkswagen Touareg V6 TDI. It runs on clean diesel.
With the newer diesels, they've improved the combustion process so that it's not rattly like people think of the old clunker diesel driving down the road.
That was Ross Savage with the Virginia Automotive Club discussing one of the cars featured on the Newcomb Hall Plaza during the Car of the Future, Future of the Car Symposium. In addition, world-renowned experts on sustainability presented awe-inducing looks at what people will be driving and how they will power their cars in the future. One such vehicle, the NV, presented by Christopher Baroni Bird of General Motors, had sensors to avoid collisions, drove itself, had video conferencing capabilities, and took up about half the space of today's vehicles. A group of Darden students recently returned from the University of Michigan Ross School of Business, where they attended the 18th annual Net Impact Conference on Sustainability. The experience allowed students to share ideas, collaborate, and network with people from many different sectors. Natalie Schaefer, class of 2011, was impressed by what she saw in corporate sustainability.
You have companies like Walmart who, you know, 5 years ago you would never expect to be the leader in this field. And I think what's so powerful about them and what they spoke to at this conference was it doesn't really matter what you think about our intentions of why we're doing this. You know, you could look at us and think that we're just doing this for a PR move. But really, what is Walmart about? The lowest prices possible. And what they're finding is that being sustainable and being better community members is hitting their bottom line.
Net Impact is an international organization that equips and inspires business school students and professionals to harness the power of business to develop a more sustainable world. And now we're going to talk about this week's 2010 e-conference that I told you about earlier. With us and with his perspective on the life cycle of a startup, we're joined by Lyons Brown, Darden, class of 87. He is a Darden trustee and founder and CEO of Altamar Brands. Hello, and thanks for being here.
Hi, Abina. It's great to be here.
Well, so you started up Altamar Brands, which was formed to build the spirits luxury brands in 2005.
Yes.
What was that process like?
Gosh, it was incredibly energizing, I guess is the way to say it. I had come from the corporate world. I'd worked for my family business, which is a global multinational enterprise in the spirits, wine and spirits business. And it had just come to a place where it was time for me to do something else. And we were actually in New Orleans when the genesis of Altamar Brands was born at the business school at Tulane University, where I was helping young MBAs to write their business plans to get financing for their ideas. And we actually turned we sort of turned the direction off that we were going in, and ended up writing the business plan for Altamar together as a group. So it was a very individual decision, but an incredibly compelling team exercise that took place. And it's one where we live with the notion of life and death every day. Mm-hmm. We went through the last 2.5 years of the greatest economy that we've all seen. We have survived through the first 2.5 years of perhaps the worst economy that any of us have seen in our lifetime. And Altamar still breathes. And it brought that energy and that excitement that I was looking for. I like to say I had kind of a 2-volt battery in my shorts when I was in the corporate world, and I was looking for a 120-volt cord, and boy, I found that in entrepreneurship.
Which makes it very appropriate that you're here for this week where we're having the 2010 e-conference, and you get to have student interactions that will be impactful. Tell me how you think it will help students.
Listen, I think that, first of all, it's great to be invited, and I'm really, really excited about it. The thing about a startup, the thing about the early stages, the legal aspects, the regulatory aspects, the building team, building staff, the commitments to business plans, the commitments to pricing, is that it's all very uncertain. There may be things that we did 1,000 times in the corporate world, but the decisions that we're going to make inside of this little microcosm of a fledgling company coming out of an incubator are decisions that will impact the future of it. And the opportunity that entrepreneurs have to talk to one another, to share experiences, is one that we should never forego. Never forego. There always are going to be little pearls that are going to spill out. I like to say I like to follow entrepreneurs around with a broom and a dustpan so that I can sweep up the pearls that come out of their mouths, because you never know exactly what it's going to be. There may be a planned, canned response. There may be something, an insight that comes around spontaneously, and it's a fraternity and a sorority that benefits enormously from talking to each other. I take every meeting that I can in the spirits business or with any entrepreneur just so that we can have the opportunity to discuss what we've both learned, because there's something for each side, inevitably.
And what are some of those rewards and some of those pitfalls that you have learned about?
You know, I was the marketing director for Jack Daniel's and Southern Comfort in Europe for many years, and we had enormous budgets, and there always was something that just used to bother me in the dark of the night, and that was the uncertainty that what I was doing and what my team were doing were having a real impact on the brand, were having a real impact on consumers and on the growth of the company, because it's a very, very difficult medium to measure. The greatest takeaway from starting a company and enjoying any modicum of success is ownership. Is the ownership of knowing that we built something here that got a positive response. And as those positive responses keep coming, the company is forced into evolutionary changes that require real thought about what the next stage of growth is going to feel like, what the next stage of success is going to feel like. But all through that, we have the excitement of being able to have our fingerprints on those decisions and knowing that if we succeeded, it was because of our thinking, and if we failed, it was because of our thinking. And those are irreplaceably energizing dynamics that take place in entrepreneurship for me. Those are the big ones.
And those are certainly dynamics that just take place in life in general.
They do indeed. They do indeed. But more so in small, young companies than in large corporate conglomerates, where it's a little bit easier to get buried, to do one's job, but not to be entirely certain all the time the impact that we're having or not having on the enterprise.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Lyons Brown, Thank you. Thank you for being here. Lyons Brown, a Darden trustee and founder and CEO of Altamar Brands.
Thank you, Abina. It's fantastic.
Thanks for tuning in to the Darden Business Cast. We invite you to listen each Friday by visiting Darden's website or by downloading us from iTunes or Podcast Alley. Until next time, make every day a great one.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.